What if the single biggest bottleneck for the future of artificial intelligence isn't the silicon chip itself, but the microscopic package it comes in? This week, we explore why one critical component faces a potential 29% supply shortage by 2028, and why the world's largest manufacturers are spending billions to close the gap. Welcome to Troy Technical Intelligence, your weekly strategic briefing on the technology that's reshaping industry. I'm Susie.
And I'm Troy.
This week, it's all about one topic: the global scramble for advanced semiconductor packaging. The demand for AI chips is creating an unprecedented gold rush, forcing massive investments, sparking a fierce technology arms race between giants like Intel and TSMC, and strategically realigning the entire supply chain towards the US and Southeast Asia. We're going to break down what this means for your business right now, Troy. Let's start with the money. We're seeing staggering investment figures. ASE Technology, the world's largest packaging provider, just raised its 2026 capital expenditure to a record $10.5 billion. What is driving this frenzy?
It's a direct response to a massive supply and demand imbalance, Susie. Every major AI accelerator requires high bandwidth memory, or HBM, to function. Integrating HBM requires sophisticated 2.5D or 3D packaging. The demand is so intense that the equipment makers are seeing record orders. For instance, Dutch firm Besi just reported Q2 orders of 292.9 million euros, a 128.8% year-over-year increase driven almost entirely by its hybrid bonding tools for AI.
A 128% increase? So for a US or European company making, say, advanced medical imaging equipment or autonomous factory robots, what does this investment boom mean for them?
It means you are now in direct competition for advanced manufacturing capacity with the largest data center and AI companies in the world. This will lead to higher costs and longer lead times for the cutting-edge chips your next-generation products depend on. ASE has already raised prices on its advanced packaging services by over 20% to cover its own costs.
So for trading companies and distributors, is this the time to lock in supply, or is it too late?
It is absolutely the time to secure long-term agreements. This is not a short-term spike. ASE projects its leading-edge packaging revenue, which was already set to hit $3.5 billion in 2026, will double again in 2027. Distributors need to work closely with their customers to forecast multi-year demand, because allocation is becoming the new reality.
And the actionable insight for executives listening now:
you must reevaluate your product roadmaps against the assumption of constrained and higher-cost advanced semiconductor supply. It's time to begin qualifying alternative chip suppliers and design partners to mitigate the risk of being locked out of a single, oversubscribed supply chain.
It's clearly not just about building more capacity. It's about building it better. We keep hearing these acronyms: CoWoS, EMIB, Foveros. Troy, what is the actual technology battle being fought here?
The battle is about how to pack more computing power and memory into a single, efficient package. For years, TSMC's CoWoS technology has been the industry standard, but their capacity is reportedly fully booked through 2025. This has created a critical opening for Intel, which is aggressively pushing its alternative, EMIB. They've already won over major clients like Google, Amazon, and Tesla for their AI hardware.
So it's a two-horse race?
It's becoming a multi-front war. In response, TSMC is not only developing its own EMIB-like technology, but is also pioneering a next-generation platform called CoPoS, which uses larger glass panels instead of round silicon wafers. They're targeting mass production for late 2028. The goal is audacious. By 2028, TSMC aims to build a single package with 10 large compute dies and 20 HBM stacks.
But even with all this innovation, there are still weak links in the chain. One report pointed to something called ABF substrates.
That's right. And this may be the single most critical bottleneck. ABF, or Ajinomoto Buildup Film, substrates are the foundational layer upon which these complex chiplets are mounted. Demand is forecast to grow at a 39% compound annual rate through 2028, which could create a supply deficit of 29% in that year. This is despite key suppliers like Unimicron and Nanya PCB investing a combined $19.1 billion in new capacity.
So a European automaker or a U.S. aerospace company could find their most advanced chip designs are simply not manufacturable at scale because of this one material shortage?
Precisely. It's a fundamental supply chain risk that goes deeper than the chip foundry itself. U.S. and European manufacturers must demand transparency from their semiconductor partners about their ABF substrate supply chain. For trading companies, the target prices and allocations from these substrate suppliers will become a leading indicator for the entire high-performance computing market.
So, the actionable insight for an executive watching this technology arms race?
Diversify your technology dependencies. Do not design your next flagship product to rely exclusively on a single packaging solution like CoWoS. Actively explore architectures that can leverage alternatives like Intel's EMIB or emerging panel-level options to build resilience into your product portfolio.
Troy, all of this investment and innovation has historically been concentrated in Asia, but now we're seeing a dramatic geographic shift, especially towards the United States. What's happening?
This is a direct result of a global effort to de-risk and reshore critical technology supply chains, heavily fueled by the U.S. CHIPS Act. The epicenter of this movement is Arizona. The most powerful signal is that SemiCon West, the industry's premier global exhibition, is permanently relocating to Phoenix starting in 2027.
They're following the money.
Exactly. They are following TSMC's planned $100 billion investment in 4 new 2-nanometer and beyond fabs in the state. They are following Amkor Technology, which is building a massive $7 billion advanced packaging and test campus in Arizona, set to open in early 2028 and create 2,000 manufacturing jobs. And they are following Intel, which is accelerating development of its Foreros and EMIBT packaging in its U.S. fabs.
This means U.S. manufacturers could soon have onshore access to a complete leading-edge semiconductor supply chain, from raw wafer to finished package.
Yes, by 2028. That's the goal. This significantly reduces geopolitical risk and logistical complexity for American companies. European manufacturers need to be planning for this now, as it will shift the global competitive landscape for high-tech goods.
And this isn't just a U.S. story. We also saw a strategic move from Malaysia.
Correct. Malaysia is investing $45 million to elevate its role from a traditional assembly and test hub to a high-value advanced packaging center. Their consortium of 5 local companies is aiming to produce a domestic proof of concept for HBM4 test chips within 2 years. For Western trading companies, this makes Malaysia an increasingly viable and critical +1 diversification option for sourcing back-end services outside of Taiwan and China.
The actionable takeaway for executives is clear. Think geographically.
Absolutely. It is imperative to start mapping your future semiconductor supply chain now. For U.S. firms, that means engaging with the burgeoning Arizona ecosystem. For European firms and global distributors, building relationships with the key players in Malaysia and Vietnam is a critical diversification strategy that will pay dividends for the next decade.
All right, Troy, a lot of moving pieces this week. Let's distill it down. What are the 3 key strategic takeaways for our listeners?
First, anticipate scarcity and sustained cost increases. The AI gold rush means that even with record investment, capacity for advanced packaging and critical materials like ABF substrates will remain tight through at least 2028. You must budget for higher prices and longer lead times.
Second,
de-risk your technology roadmap. The era of a single dominant packaging technology is over. The intense competition between TSMC, Intel, and others creates new options, but also new complexities. Design your products for manufacturing flexibility.
And finally?
Third, align with the new geographic hubs. The semiconductor map is being redrawn in real time. The U.S., with Arizona at its core, is re-emerging as an end-to-end manufacturing powerhouse. Simultaneously, Southeast Asia, particularly Malaysia, is becoming a crucial high-value hub for supply chain diversification.
And the single most important action executives should consider now?
Initiate a formal strategic review of your semiconductor supply chain immediately. The focus must be on securing future capacity, diversifying your technology dependencies, and building concrete relationships in these new critical geographic centers of excellence.
That's all the time we have for this week's Troy Technical Intelligence. A clear verdict. The future of AI runs on advanced packaging, and the global race to control it is fundamentally reshaping our industrial landscape.
The pace of change is accelerating. Staying informed is the first step to staying competitive.
Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts to join us next week for another strategic briefing. For Troy Technical Intelligence, I'm Susie.
And I'm Troy.